I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Governor Robert Bentley asks the FBI for assistance after finding that several state workers in the finance department had unauthorized access to Alabama's criminal justice database. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency released letters today showing that Bentley also dismissed the state's chief information officer. He also placed another finance official on administrative leave. The database contains law enforcement information and access to the system is limited by law. Bentley wrote in the June 10 letter to the FBI that he was concerned that some of the actions were, quote, potentially criminal in nature. Alabama Law Enforcement Secretary Stan Stabler released the letters Bentley sent to the FBI and the personnel actions. Stabler says his agency had identified database security issues and raised those concerns to Bentley. The 38th annual Helen Keller Festival wraps up over the weekend in Tuscumbia. The festival included plenty of events all week long, including the Keller's Kids Parade and music from Eric Paisley. Executive Director Sue Pilkleton says Helen Keller's impact has been a huge influence across the world, and the festival is just one of many ways to offer continued awareness for the disabled.
Helen Keller is a wonderful example because even today, barriers are taken down because of the work that Helen Keller did when she worked for the American Foundation for the Blind and traveled all over the world speaking on behalf of the disabled.
Admission will be free to the public for most events during the week, except for the larger events on the weekend. All kids under the age of 10 will have free admission during the festival. And the state of Alabama is getting a visit from the NFL. Pro football players are starting their summer break, and many of them are heading back to the Yellowhammer State to conduct NFL camps for local kids. Players like former Auburn star Nick Fairley and Sylacauga native T.J. Green will spend one weekend afternoon teaching kids the fundamentals of playing football. USA Football spokesman Steve Alex says players love sharing their football knowledge. He says they hope each child walks away with more appreciation for the sport.
The main goal is to learn the fundamentals of football while having fun. The bottom line is to have a great time and, again, to establish a healthy, active childhood. When our kids have that, that's an exciting day. It's going to be a memorable day.
Alex says these camps are non-contact to avoid injuries and they are free of charge. Dates can be found on the USA Football website. Clouds clear out of the area late in the Tennessee Valley tonight. Partly cloudy skies in central and west Alabama this evening and clear skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast. This is APR.